insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the absolutely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا
And the day when the wrongdoer will bite at his hands, he will say, Oh, would that I had taken a path with the messenger.
يَا وَيْلَتَى لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا
Ah, woe to me, would that I had never taken so-and-so as a friend.
لقد أضلني عن الذكر بعد إذ جاءني وكان الشيطان للإنسان خذولا
He indeed led me astray from the reminder after it had come to me, and Satan is ever a deserter to man in the hour of need.
وقال الرسول يا رب إن قومي اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا
And the messenger will say, O my Lord, verily my people deserted this Quran.
Brothers and sisters, we are now going to discuss the 30th verse of this chapter Furqan. وقال الرسول يا ربي إن قومي اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا And the messenger will say on that day, O my Lord, verily my people treated this Quran with neglect. The Prophet says, O Allah, people have deserted the Holy Quran. Since you may have followed some of our previous episodes, you already know that the previous verses mentioned the different kinds of pretext-seeking of some stubborn polytheists and some of those unbelievers. And this holy verse mentions a complaint, an annoyance of the Prophet ﷺ about this incorrect behavior of the group with the Holy Qur'an. So it says, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ Since the previous verses were continuing the discussion about that day, about hereafter, and the day of regret, the day of resurrection, this verse is continuing what is happening on that day. وقال الرسول, and the messenger will say on that day, يَا رَبِّ, O my Lord, إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا Verily my people have treated this Qur'an with neglect. This complaint of the Holy Prophet ﷺ is still heard. He complains to Allah even about a large group of Muslims who have neglected the Holy Qur'an, which is the secret of life. This Holy Qur'an is the means of salvation. This is the factor of victory. This is the criterion of development of and movement. This is the practical life program. But some Muslims have neglected this book and have begged others for their civil and criminal laws.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So, by studying the situation of the people of Islamic countries, especially those who are culturally under the control of Western and Eastern countries, you realize that Holy Quran is changed into a kind of ceremonial book. They haven't recognized the Holy Quran as the life program. This book is neglected among them. Only its words are nicely broadcasted by a few speakers, and its words are seen on glazed tiles of mosques. But the words of Quran are seen as architecture. It is used for making new house blissful. It is used for protecting a traveler and for healing patients. Or most of the time its words and its verses are recited for its reward. What I'm saying is that these things are not unlawful. They're not against the Holy Quran. But the point is, when the Prophet of Islam on that day says that my Lord have treated this Quran with neglect, my people have deserted the Holy Quran, he means that people have deserted the teachings, the verses, and the content of this book. Sometimes we hear that some negligent people argue by using the Holy Quran that their aim is to prove their prejudgments by the help of its verses, and their interpretation is according to their personal opinions, acting based on the verses and teachings of this Holy Quran first needs its recitation. We need to see its words and then go through the meaning, through the words, through the apparent sentences. That is why in some Islamic countries, there are great schools that are named schools of memorization of the Holy Quran. In these schools, girls and boys are memorizing the Holy Quran, while their thoughts are sometimes influenced by the Western and Eastern countries. Reciting the Holy Quran, memorizing its words, sentences, verses, and chapters are not going to help us if our culture is borrowed from some non-Islamic countries. If the verses of the Holy Quran, the teachings of Quran, are only applied for covering our wrong actions, then we must be aware that we might be the subject to this verse, where the Holy Prophet of Islam sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam will say and announce on that day, إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. And the Prophet is also crying it today, only if we had ears. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode of the program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
When faith begins.